If you had a fireplace, there's a little tile spot out in the front on the floor you call the what?
I can't think. I know what it is. I can't think of the name now. Mention two or three and I'll tell you.
Well, maybe it'll come to you. We can try the next one. The things that you hold the logs on, the logs are held across the in the fireplace. Metal things.
I know what you mean.
Let's try a different part of the fireplace.
The thing is that I just don't remember things as clearly at my age as I would if I
Well, you haven't had a fireplace around. You probably haven't.
No, I don't.
I don't know.
I know perfectly well, but I just can't recall.
What about the place above the fireplace where you put the clock? And
no.
Now, the things that hold the log, some kind of iron?
Yeah.
What do you call them? Something iron? Did you ever say dog iron? And iron?
Yes, that's good.
Did you say it then?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I haven't had anyone, so I have no reason for saying it. So I would probably.
So what would you call them then?
Well, listen,
I just want to
iron has to do with the things that you manipulate the logs with, really?
I think they hold the logs, like a grate or something.
That's right.
All right. Then the warm spot in front of the fireplace, the cat curls up on the H-E-A-R-T-H.
Not hurt.
Okay, that's the difference we were after. Okay. Now, do you ever have a term for the main log in the fireplace, the one that burns the longest?
Backlog.
And how about the small stuff that you use to start the fire with?
Kindling.
Oh, you're doing very well.
Oh, thank you.
And the black...
You mean I go home?
Not yet.
The black stuff inside the chimney that gets all over your hands.
Soot. Not soot.
Not soot either.
Yeah.
And the stuff you've got to shovel out.
Ashes.
Any different kinds of ashes, or are they just all ashes?
Oh, they're wood ashes right there. That's your burned coal ash stuff.
What'd you call the others coal ashes, you say, or wood ashes and...
Well, I suppose you would if you could distinguish them.
Okay. And you're sitting, or I'm sitting in a what here?
Chair.
And things like tables and chairs and lamps, they say I'm going to have to go buy some new, a whole term for all of them, pieces of
furnishings.
See, this is pretty painless, isn't it, Mr.
So far.
Any other term for furnishings besides, you might say?
You could say equipment, but that isn't ordinarily used.
Okay. Now, another piece of furniture that you might have in the living room, a long piece of furniture you sit on, is called a...
Well, the couch or a settee. Davenport.
What about the one they used to have that just had one end go up? The other one stayed low, you know, curved up like that. It had one arm and the other one...
I know what you mean. I never had one.
Would that be a couch? Or
might be. I wouldn't know.
How about a sofa?
Oh, sofa. They're quite often. That's another term that's very frequent.
You ever have a sofa?